Hi, this is the dictation for Jernia Purified. J like Japan, E-R-N-E-A. Last name is Purify, P-U-R-E, pure, F-O-Y. Date of birth, 5-16-1996. Date of service is 9-29-2025. Date of accident is 2-16-2025. The patient presents for a new patient visit today. He reports that chief complaint patient was a pedestrian on February 16, 2025 when he was hit by a car. The impact has caused the following chief complaints. The patient has pain in the neck, 8, middle back pain, 9, lower back pain is 10 across. Shooting pain to the front of the both legs is numbness and tingling. Difficulty in sleeping. The patient reports the following event of the accident. Details of the accident as follows. On 2-16-2025, at 2 a.m., the patient was walking on, going home from his sister's house on Elkhart, E-L-K-H-A-R-T, and Beacon Field, B-E-A-C-O-N-F-I-E-L-D, in Harper Woods. There was a big snowstorm, and sidewalk was not cleared from snow, and he was walking on the street. Or she was walking, it is she. She was walking on the street and was hit by a Jeep. She flew almost 1.5 house in front, like 50 feet, and it was a hit and run accident. The neighbors saw the accident and called the police. The patient reported that he was not unconscious. She did not lose her consciousness. It was a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. The patient reported that she hit her head back into the road, and she chipped her tooth, and she seeing a dentist for that. She injured her left knee. There was a bleeding from her mouth because of that tooth rupture, and she had a lot of scrapes on both the knees. Patient was taken to the emergency room, St. John Hospital, same day, and was discharged same night. She was pregnant at the time of accident. History of presenting illness. Patient is reporting following symptoms. Headaches, 8 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Right and left temple. Severe, constant. Sensitive to light. Not sensitive to the noise, associated with nausea and vomiting. TBI symptoms that are reported are dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ears, loss of balance, confusion, nausea, vomiting. She denies any loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or incontinence. No vision problems are reported, like spots in the vision or loss of vision field. And no taste problem, smell problem. History of migraine is reported. Patient do not have any saddle anesthesia or sleep disturbance. She reports of weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, and lethargy, difficulty walking, and fatigue. Denies any anxiety, depression, panic. Pain is reported to be present in the neck at 8, mid back and upper back 9, lower back pain is 10. There is a radiation of pain to the front of the groin and front of the thighs up to the knee. These pains are constant, described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching. Pain is intensity is from 6 to 10. ADLs are affected. 7. While pain is worsened by standing, lying down, walking, driving, sitting, bending, and improved by nothing. The patient has no motor weakness of upper or lower extremities, no weakness. They had some x-rays done. Regarding the past treatment, patient was seen at the emergency room St. John, where she went by ambulance. On 2/16/2025, she was admitted for 13 days, where she was monitored for the babies. Finally, the baby was lost through the abortion, and she visited Phoenix Physical Therapy, which was shut down, and now she is going to Alpine Physical Therapy. Chiropractic treatment, none, no massage. Primary care physician, Dr. Daisy May, took care of her for last several months. No MRIs, no CT, no x-rays have been done, no injection, no surgery, no referral to any specialist. Please review the records for the system review. Surgical histories. She has had a gallbladder removal in 2023, gunshot to the right chest in 2023, where she had a exploratory laparotomy in 2023. Allergy history, family history, member relationship status, legal employment, and personal history, as well as the ADLs and diagnosis. In physical examination, blood pressure is 204 over 144, pulse 49, pulse ox is 100. The patient is a 29-year-old black female, height is 5'6", weight is 200. 29-year-old African-American female of a average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, obese, and do not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be overly anxious or lethargic. She has a good attitude and demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any limping, pain. The gait is not lethargic. She's not using any adaptive devices. And the rest of the exam is from the template. There is a scar in the abdomen, midline scar of almost 10 inches. Neurologic is normal. Musculature is normal. Please mention in the neck there is a large goiter that has been observed. Patient has been referred to a primary care doctor for further investigations. Musculature examination is negative. Musculoskeleton. The infection palpation from the template. Spine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Hypertonicity, none. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Range of motion of cervical spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 50. Bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 70. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40. Extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation 20. Upper extension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain are as follows. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign negative, curling sign positive, Lermit test is positive, destruction test and Sotoal test negative, thoracic spine Roost test and slump test negative, lumbar spine. Straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. Bilaterally with CLR being positive. CAMP test is negative. Bregard and Babinski sign negative. SI joint. Bilateral SI joints are mildly tender with positive paper test and Gonsalon test. Negative standing flexion, iliac compression, distraction test. Tendelbruck sign is negative. The extremities examination. All the extremities are completely negative. Please use the template. Diagnosis from the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is described as follows. Medications are provided as follows. Celebrex 200 milligrams per day with food for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 milligrams. Twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach pain, Ultram 50 mg PRN for pain relief, Elavil 50 mg PRN for sleep, GAD disorders, mood, Neurontin, 600 mg twice a day for neuropathic pains, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Maps were reviewed. And physical therapy is ordered 3 times a week for the neck, mid-back, and lower back. With traction massage, patient is on light duty job, 7 hours, 5 days, 0 pound lifting limit. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to gym is yes. Psychiatry is also yes. And then interventional pain procedures will be decided after MRI is done, which has been ordered. The MRI for the cervical spine and lumbar spine has been ordered without contrast. Referred to neuropsych, surgical options are negative. Attended care, caseworker, none. Past medical records have been ordered released. Investigations, as I described, cervical spine, lumbar spine, MRI has been ordered. The patient is provided with a prescription for a tense unit and a back brace. And education is yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days, direct contact is. Thank you.